Now, welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Exodus 23, verse 25 to 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. It is one thing to have bread. It is another thing for God to bless your bread. If you read again, he said, and he shall bless thy bread. He didn't say he will give you bread. He says he will bless your bread. When Jesus took the 5 loaves, he gave thanks and blessed it, and it multiplied. It is the blessings of the Lord that brings multiplication. He said, I will bless your water also. You know, then you now see, look at the connection, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. You see, a lot of sicknesses comes from what we eat, what we drink. So the Lord said, I will bless your bread and your water. Always remind God to bless your bread, to bless your water. And then he said, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take means it's there. Thy sickness there. But God is saying, I will take it away. You believe it? That God is saying, I will take it away. He has capacity to take it away. It could be high blood pressure. It could be cancer. It could be liver or kidney issue. It could be your nervous system. It could be the fact that you can't breathe. Or maybe you have cough or hepatitis or neuro issues. Whatever the problem is, this is God. I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take it away. I will remove it. He said, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. Then he added something, he said, the number of thy days, I will fulfill it. He didn't say you will fulfill the number of your own days. What he said is that I will fulfill it. I will make sure that you live the number of days that I've determined. So let's say God has determined you will live 100 years. God is the one that will ensure that you do not fall short of those years. He is the one that will ensure it. So it means if something wants to terminate you from fulfilling, from God fulfilling your days, then it means that God will remove that thing and you will fulfill your days. Brethren, believe God. Believe him. Don't think that as God is moving, when there is so much noise, there is so much thunder and so on, it could simply be a still small voice. You know, it always amazes me that when I look at my walk with God, it wasn't as if there are spectacular things, spectacular. Mostly, it has been very ordinary. Some days, I will just get up casually to study the Bible in the morning. And then a word will jump at me from the scriptures. And that word will become part of a reality I will experience. In my real life, I remember I was studying the Bible one morning, and there was this passage in Isaiah. It was impressed very strongly on me. I looked at it. I couldn't go to the next verse. And then the following day, I wanted to, you know, just also listen to somebody to edify myself. And then I picked this preacher message. Because they will do some introduction in the beginning, I now forwarded it to the point where he will begin to speak. And it happened that the point I forwarded it to was the point where the preacher read the same chapter in Isaiah and verse that I meditated on that day and said the very thing that God told me in that passage. The preacher was preaching it. And I noticed he had preached that message 10 years earlier. And, you know, so I said, no, this is the truth. It will definitely happen. And few months down the line, I'm talking of 2025. I'm not telling you a long story. This year, 2025. Few months down the line, I began to see in reality something I was just reading in the book of Isaiah. Just one morning, casually, just the way I've always read. And that is how everything has been. All the conferences we've held, I didn't wake up and plan that we are going to have any conference. I will just study the scripture one day, and then I will see the Lord impressing it that now you need to hold a retreat, hold a conference, teach this, you have to say this. And that is how we will start. Sometimes we won't have the finance for it. And I will say, Lord, we don't have the finance. But you say, go ahead. Once I was sure he has released the word, I go ahead. I remember the last retreat we did. We needed to pay some money in dollars on a platform we were going to use. And I checked. The Lord kept saying, I am the one who is asking you to go ahead with this retreat. He began to even give me what I will say almost a month ahead of the retreat. Made everything so clear to me as if I was already saying the retreat. But then as the days was going by, we still didn't have the money to pay for that platform. So one day, a sister called me and we began to discuss. And then of her own, she asked me about the retreat. I said, it's coming up and so on. And one thing led to the other. We spoke about paying for that particular bill. I get what the sister said. She said, I am the one that God had raised to pay for that bill. God had put that money in my hand, and I'm the one that will pay for it. And that was how the person paid, and we had the platform, and we were able to have that retreat at that time. I think this was 2025 also, this same year. You know, so brethren, he has spoken. He said, I will bless your bread. I'll bless your water. He said, I will take sickness away from you. He said, I will make you to fulfill your days. You can be rest assured from today. You, your life will not be cut short. You will not die before your time. God will make sure that you fulfill your days. This is not like a gimmick or anything. This is the word of God. This is what he has said to us today. I believe it. I believe I'm going to fulfill my days, or God is going to fulfill my days. And I believe that he's going to bless my bread. He's going to bless my water. He's going to take sickness away from me. Believe it also. That's why he speaks. He wants you to believe it. Say to God, let it be to me according to thy word, and it will be so to you according to his word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.